Perek Shishi. This lesson is the sixth chapter in the laws pertaining to Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah from Sefer Ahava of the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam. Perek Shishi begins with Halacha Aleph, the first law, Asara Tanoim Yeshu Bayis. There are 10 conditions for a house. V'yachakach yischayv hador boi lasi islay mezuzah. After a fulfillment of these 10 conditions, the inhabitants of the house becomes obligated to make a mezuzah, to fix a mezuzah to the house. And if even one of these conditions is missing, that house is exempt from the obligation of a mezuzah. And the following are the 10 conditions. Number one, that the house should measure at least 4 cubits by 4 cubits, which is about 6 feet. Number two, that the house should have 2 doorposts. The third thing is you should have a lintel, which is the beam that lies on top of the 2 doorposts. That should have a roof. That's number four, I believe, right? Number five, it should have doors. And that the gate, the doorway, in other words, should be at least 10 handbreadths, about 40 inches high or more. And the house should be a mundane one, not a sacred one. And the house should be made for a habitation of a people. And made for honorable habitation, not like a lavatory, etc. But also ladiras keva, and made for permanent habitation. Now the Ravid here comments that the one of the 10 conditions that the Rambam puts down here is the necessity of having doors, and he disagrees with that and says that the necessity of actually having doors is a derivation from the Gemara, where one Tana told another to fix the mezuzahs on his doors, and I'm just saying this rather briefly, just giving you an outline idea, and he said, now put the doors on first. And there's a difference of interpretation there in the Gemara between the Ravid and the Rambam. The Ravid there interprets it as being the only reason why he asked them to fix the doors there was for what's known as Hekert Seir, so they should know where the hinges are in order to know where to fix the mezuzah, not that there have to be doors that have anything to do with fixing the mezuzah. The Kesef Mishnah, however, responds that Maimonides' interpretation of that Gemara is different, and that, in fact, the necessity of the doors is an essential one. And that, in fact, as he says here, if I can just quote you for a moment, Medivah Rav Nachman Tilmeid Inyan Zeh Sharei Omalei Toled Doshe Bereisha, fix the doors first, V'lei Omalei Toled Doshe, put up the doors, which means without saying first, which means that that it was only a question of the doors were going to be put up. It wasn't as if the Bein Nasir was telling him to put up the mezuzah, even though there were no doors there, which would have been a question. He wasn't telling him to do that. There were going to be doors. The only question was whether the doors should be put up first or second. At any rate, without getting into the details, there are quite some details here. The Migdal Eis comments at length, and the Kesef Mishnah also comments at length to respond to the difficulty of the Ravid. Basically, they just say that there's a different interpretation of the Gemara, and the Rambam learns that the correct interpretation is that doors are required. Halacha Beis, Bayi She'in Le'ar Ba'amos Al'ar Ba'amos, Potem Min HaMezuzah. A house that does not have the area of 4 cubits by 4 cubits is exempt from mezuzah. V'yesh Bei Kedei L'Rabei Ar Ba'amos Al'ar Ba'amos, B'Shovei, even, however, if the house contains enough square area that which are the equivalent of 4 amas square, Afabishu Ogolu, although the shape of the house is not square, but it is round, a Baal Chomesh Zovius, or it has a pentagonal shape, the 5 sides, in 5 corners. But in Torah Lema, Shimhoya Orka Yesar Rochbay, and certainly if it was a rectangular shape, simply longer than it was wide, Hoya the Yeshbelar Abbe Arba Amas Al Arba Oma, since there is enough square area to contain 4 square cubits, Chayv Mezuzah, it is liable for mezuzah. Halacha Gimel Achsadro, a porch, for who hamokim shloshe kusolim. What the definition of a achsadra in this particular case is a place that has 3 walls, but tikra, and a roof, and it comes to a flat, straight end at the end. If you can picture this, all right, imagine a building of 3 walls with a ceiling and nothing, just simply a total opening. the three walls just open to the into the flat air. There's no door on the other side. Even if it would have two, what shall I call them, bars or poles or something of that nature, Baruch Revius on the at the fourth side of the Aksadra, meaning the open side, right? Even though it has two of these poles on the open two uprights on the fourth side, it is still does not require a mezuzah, p'tura min a mezuzah, mipnei sha'apatzimim lahamid atikrohim asuim v'lei mishum mezuzahs nasu, because these uprights are made to support the ceiling, the roof, and they're not made for doorposts. These have nothing to do with doorposts. If you can imagine it in your mind's eye, at the parallel with, or just a little bit further out than the end of the walls, on the end of the where the walls end into thin air, and the fourth wall would usually be, a little bit further out stands a beam, say a 2x4 or whatever, and that's holding up the roof, and that's why it's there. It's not a doorpost. Therefore, it's not liable for mezuzah. The same thing would apply in a more extreme case, if you can imagine a roof that is simply being held up without walls, is being held up by pillars from one side and the other. It's simply a totally open-sided structure. There's nothing, it's a shelter type of thing. No walls at all. Just a roof balanced on pillars. Even though it looks like the shape of a house, it is exempt because it does not have any doorposts. What about the beams? Because these beams are made to support the roof. They are not doorposts. Halacha Dalet, law number 4. A house that has a doorpost on both sides of the door, on both sides, the keeper, and an arch, kamin keshes, like in the shape of a bow, al shtei hamezuzos b'mokem hamashkeif, circles from one doorpost to the other instead of a lintel. There is not a flat lintel that lies on top of them, but an archway, an arch of stone that, for example, is very common, or an arch of wood or whatever, is very common in older construction, ancient buildings. If these doorposts have 10 handbreadths, about 40 inches or so, or more, then they are liable for a mezuzah. And if they do not have 10 handbreadths, peturim, they are exempt, because they do not have a lintel. Halacha hey, law number 5. Bayishain le tikra, a house that has no roof, peter min a mezuzah, is exempt from mezuzah. Hora miktasi mekura, miktasi ein mekura. What happens if part of it was roofed and part of it was unroofed, was open? Yirali, it appears to me, says Rambam, Shem hoya hakirui keneged ha-pesach, that if the roofed portion was over by the door, in other words, where you open the door, you open it under a roof, under a roofed part, and then the unroofed part starts further. It appears to me that it would be liable for mezuzah. You would first put up the doors, and then you would fix the mezuzah. Halacha Vav, law number 6. Har Habayi is the Temple Mount, the mountain where the sanctuary in Jerusalem stood. Halishkais, and the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash, Vah Azarais, and the yards, the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, Bote Kinesias, and likewise also synagogues, Bote Midrashis, and halls of study, Shein Bahem Beis Dira, which do not have any apartment, any place for people to live, Peturim, they are exempt, Lefishem Kodesh, because they are sanctified buildings, sacred buildings, not Chayil, they are not mundane buildings, as we mentioned earlier. Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfarim, a shul, the synagogue of villages, Shoha Erchim Dorim, where guests are put up for a while, Chayav v'mezuzah is liable for a mezuzah. V'chein Beis HaKnesses Shel Kerachim, the same thing applies also to the shul of the towns, of the districts, Im Hayu Bei Beis Dira Chayav, if it has an apartment, a flat in it, then it is liable for mezuzah. Kol HaShe'arim Shehayu B'Mikdash, all the gates that were in the Beis HaMikdash, in the sanctuary in Jerusalem, the Hayu Lehem mezuzahs, did not have any mezuzahs, chutz, with the exception of Mishar Nikarnor V'Shalifnim Imenu, the gate of Nikarnor, and the gate which was inside, within that gate, V'Shal Lishkas Parhedrin, and also the chamber of Parhedrin, because this chamber was a place of habitation for the Kohen Gadol, for the head Kohen, during the 7 days when he was in seclusion or separated in preparation for Yom Kippur, prior to Yom Kippur. Halacha Zayin, law number 7, Beis HaTeven, a straw hayloft, I guess. Beis HaBakar, a cattle shed, Beis HaEitzim, a wood shed, Beis HaEitzreis, a warehouse. Pturim min HaMezuzah are exempt from a mezuzah. Shenem, as it is said, Beisecha, your house, which means Beisecha HaMeyuchad Loch. A house which is specifically set aside for you. Prat la'elo ukayetsa bahem, which comes to exempt warehouses and haylofts and other such things. Lefikach, therefore, refes habokar, the cattle shed shehanoshim yoshves bo, in which women sit, miskashtes bo, and they do their embroidery there, I guess while keeping an eye on the milking or something like that. Chayavos b'mezuzah, they are liable, they do need a mezuzah. Shehare yesh bo yichud l'diras adam, because there is a place set aside for human habitation. Beis shar achsadra umir peses, vahagino vahadir peturim min hamezuzah, mibnei she'ena masuim l'dira. Now here, this is a piece over here which is has many different interpretations, and we're going to take it straight through in a simple manner because the shiur does not allow for getting into complicated convolutions over here. We'll translate it the way the Kesef Mishnah explains this particular sif, this particular halacha. And he translates it as follows. A lodge or a porch, okay, you would mirpeses or no, the chsadra, either rectangular or circular, leading to a garden and a sheepfold are exempt from the obligation of a mezuzah because they're not constructed to serve as residences. All right, let's go over that again. Beis HaTeven, I'm a little bit further than that. In the middle of Zion here, Beis Shar Achsadra Umirpeses. The Aksadra Mirpesa's description here is different shapes of a sort of porch. Because they are not made for habitation. However, if there are houses which are liable for mezuzah, which open into these places, they are liable. Now, the Ravid says that there was some superfluity here in the language of the Rambam. It would seem to be unnecessary to say that if a house opens up into the garden, it would be liable, and if not, it is exempt. If you're talking about an achsadra, you're talking about a mirpesas, a porch, at any rate, he would say. I'm trying to choose my words with care to avoid getting into a long involved discussion for which there is no time, but basically they're trying to say that it was not necessary and superfluous to mention this, and he tries to find some kind of answer that even though that it has some kind of entrance value to the garden, he says that it is exempt. This is his interpretation of what Maimonides is trying to say, because since it is not a kavur, since it's not an established place of dwelling, in order that it does not become a liable for a mezuzah, neither its gateway nor the gateway of a garden. However, the Kesef Mishnah takes issue with that and says that's not what the Rama meant to say, and he interpreted, as I interpreted there, if I can just find you the exact wording of the Kesef Mishnah, it may be a little help. In Cain, the conclusion of this lengthy Kesef Mishnah is Tzirkimon Lefarish Da'at Rabbeinu. We should interpret the opinion of Rambam, the Beis Shar, Hainu Beis Shar Degino Oy De Beis Oetim. That when it says here the words Beis Shar, it means a gateway of the garden or of the woodhouse, as I interpreted it. Bechem Mirpesas Mokim Mekura. And the same thing here, and in this case, this mirpesis and the aksadra we're talking about is a place which does have a ceiling. And into this, there is an opening up gardens or the hayloft. And this is also, this particular aksadra which is mentioned here by the Rambam is an aksadra, not as we mentioned earlier, but it's an aksadra, a porch into which there opens gardens or haylofts. Ke'en mirpesis. Like a porch. The only difference is, as I translated it, Shalasha Mirpesas, the Ogle Vaksadra came with Ruba. That the Mirpesas is round and the Aksadra is rectangular. Vaksadra Zuhu Kimai Aksadra de Beirav, Kalei Meshishla by the Fanes, and this particular Aksadra does have four walls, Elashain Megiais, the Schach, like, but for example, they don't go all the way up to the ceiling. The ceiling is independently supported, it has an airspace there, like Aksadra Rumisa, and so on, and so on, and so on. And he concludes, Masha Kosov Vahagina Vahadir, Kotzav arrived at Tomani al Shar Agino Shepotar. He comments on the refutation or the attempted refutation of the Ravid. I'm surprised at the superfluity, the superfluousness of the language of Maimonides, that he has to say the gateway to a garden is exempt. It's exempt, we know that anyway, etc. So, and the Kekesav Mishnah says in a few well-chosen words after his lengthy commentary from before, Vani Oimer, the Tmiyami Korolese, I say that there is no need to wonder, the ab initio, nothing to wonder at, that Abeinu Leibola Hashmiyenu Shahagina Patura Elam Shum Seifa Nikta Shimahoya Bais Psucha Lachayev. The only thing Rambam wants to let us know here that if a house opened up into it, the garden is obligated to have a mezuzah fixed at its entranceway. He's not, the intent of Maimonides was not to tell us here, was not the chiddush, was not the novella of the idea that the garden is exempt. He's not trying to, what he's trying to emphasize is the other part of the phrase, which is if there a house opened up into it, then it is not exempt. All right, let's go on to the halacha ches. Sif Ches, I beg your pardon, Halacha Ches, law number 8, Lepikok, therefore, Echot Sha'arei Chatzeres, whether you're talking about the gateway of courtyards, Echot Sha'arei Mavuos, or the gateway, the doorways of alleys, Echot Sha'arei Medinos, or gateways of provinces, of districts, Vayores, or cities, Hakel, Chayavim, Mezuzah, all of them are obligated to carry Mezuzah, Sha'arei Abotim, Chayavim, Mezuzah, Psuchim, Losechem, because houses which are liable for Mezuzah open up into them. Even if there are 10 houses, one open to the other, the other open to the other, one inside the other, since the innermost one is liable for mezuzah, they are all liable for mezuzah. And this is the reason they said, a gateway which is the doorway from where a garden opens up into a courtyard surrounded by houses, is liable for a mezuzah. Since it opens up into a courtyard, the courtyard has houses, and the houses are liable, therefore the opening to the garden is also liable. Tess, halacha tess, law number 9, beis hakisei, a lavatory, or beis hamerchatz, or a bathhouse, or beis hatfila, or a mikveh, or beis habursiki, or a tannery, or kiyotze behem, or other similar dwellings, patunim in a mezuzah, are exempt from a mezuzah, lefisha enon asriyum and dira's cover, because they are not made for an honorable or a worthy or a fitting habitation. Sukkas chag b'chag, the sukkah of the festival of Sukkot on the festival, or bayis shebisfina, or a cabin built on a ship, p'tunim min mezuzah, are exempt from mezuzah, v'she'en asurim v'diras keva, because they are not made for permanent habitation. Shtei sukkas shel yotzim zu lifnim mizu, two sukkas of pottery makers, each one inside the other. The external one is exempt from mezuzah because it is not established. It's not for fixed. It is not for fixed habitation. Not for permanent habitation. Maybe a better way of putting it. Hachanuyos shebeshukim, stores in the marketplace, peturim, are exempt. Mipnei she'enon kavuim ledira, because they are not set aside for habitation. Halacha Yud, law number 10. Bayis sheyeshlei psochim harbe, a house that has many doors, many entrances. Afa pi she'ena rogel lotzes v'lavei, ela b'yachas meim, even though it is his custom only to use one of those doors, chayav lasis mezuzah b'chol pesach pesach. He is obligated to make a mezuzah in every doorway. Pesach kotel shebein bayis la'aliyah, even a small opening between a house and an attic, chayav a mezuzah, is liable to carry a mezuzah. Cheder shebayis, a room within a house, afilo cheder becheder, even a room within a room, chayav lasis mezuzah al shara cheder apanimi, you're obligated to make a mezuzah on the gate, on the doorway of the inner room, al shara cheder achitzain, and on the gateway of the outer room, al shara habayis, and on the gateway of the house itself. Shekulan asuyim adira the kvim, for all of them are made for habitation, and all of them are fixed, established, not temporary. Halacha Yudalef, law 11. Pesach shebein beis hamedrash or bein beis hakneses ubeisai, a doorway which opens between the study hall or the shul, or the synagogue, to his own home. Im rogil lotes v'lovei ba'osei ha'pesach, if it is his custom to go in and out of that doorway, chayav b'mezuzah, it is liable to have a mezuzah affixed. Pesach shebein shnei batim, doorway which connects between two houses. Hoilchim achar hatzir shel delas. You go by the hinge of the door when you want to know where to put the mezuzah. Mokim shahatzir nira imay. The wall where, or the place, literally, where the hinge is seen together with it, with the wall. Shom kovim es mezuzah. That is the place that you take to establish where the mezuzah should be fixed. In other words, if the mezuzah has to be put on the right side of the doorway, which we know, it's the word right, of course, is very liable for a flexible interpretation from whose point of view, from the point of view of the person entering or the point of view of the person leaving. Halacha Yud Beis Vehechon Koyvim Es HaMezuzah. Where do we in fact affix the mezuzah? Betoch Cholol Shel Pesach. Within the hollow, the breadth of the open doorway, betefach asamach lechutz, in the hand breadth that is nearer to the outside. In other words, the hand breadth of the width of the opening, which is closest to the outside. Now, today in modern buildings, the whole breadth of a wall is very narrow. We're not used to thinking about the hand breadth, which is like the 4 inches nearer to the outside, or the 4 inches which is in the middle, or the 4 inches which is nearer to the inside. Because all those three would add out to a foot. We don't have walls that are a foot thick, and therefore we very often don't have doorways that are a foot thick. But in older construction, and you can still see the same in older buildings, in Yerushalayim, for example, you'll see walls that are 2 foot thick, and you can have your doubt as to where in that thickness of the doorway do you put the mezuzah, and the answer is it is to be put in the outer tefach, the outer 4 inches which are towards the outside, the street. And where on a horizontal on a vertical level, going from the ground to the top of the doorway, where it betchilas shlish ha'elyon shel goiva hashar, in the beginning of the upper third of the height of the doorway. By the way, this is an aside. Take out a ruler and measure your doorways, and I'll bet you 10 to a penny that 90% of the people listening will find the mezuzahs are put too high. But that's just an aside. We usually estimate that third by eye appraisal, and we usually estimate it wrong. We usually put our mezuzahs much too high. You will find the beginning of the top third of an average doorway is much lower than you think. Let's continue in the Rambam. If, however, you put it higher than the top third, as he mentioned, it is fine. Higher than the beginning of the top third, I should say. The who provided shiarchikenam in hamashkoif tefach, that you keep it lower than the lintel, at least a handbreadth. The tzorich lekoiva al yemin anichnas lebayis, and you should fix it on the right hand side of the person coming into the house. Vim kova mismol psula, if you put it on the left hand side of the person entering, it is invalid. Ubayis shel shutvim, and a house of which is owned jointly, chayev b'mezuzah, is a liable a mezuzah. Halacha Yud Gimel, the thirteenth law, and the final one of the chapter, Chayiv Adam Lehizor B'Mezuzah, a person is obligated to be very careful with the mitzvah mezuzah, Mivnei Shechayvas HaKol Tomid, because it's an obligation of all people constantly. V'chol Zman Sheyikonis V'Yichnas V'Yetzei, and every time he comes in and goes out, Yifka B'Yichot Hashem, he will chance on, he will alight on, he will meet, that's the best word, he will meet the unity of the name, Shmoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the name of the Holy One, blessed be He, the Yizkar Ahavosai, and he will be reminded, he will remember the love of Hashem, the Ye'er Mishinasai, and he will be awakened from his sleep, from his spiritual slumber, Ushigiyosa Bahavle Hazman, and his wanderings his errors, his meanderings, you might say, in the vanities of the time, of the temporary vanities, the Yedash Ein Dover Ha'aymed La'aylam. And he will realize and will know that there is nothing that lasts forever and ever. Only the knowledge of the rock of the world, and was the knowledge of godliness. And he immediately will come back to his senses. And will go in the paths of straightness, of righteousness. The ancient sages said, call me Shiashai Tfilin Barosha Bizroya, everyone who has tfilin on his head and on his arm, the tzitzis bebigdai, and the tzitzis, the fringes, are hanging from his garment, the mezuzah bepischai, and the mezuzah at his doorpost. Muhsaku, he has an assumption, a chazaka, a presumption, shelo yechta, that he will not sin, shahare yeshle maskinim rabbim, because he has many reminders, v'heim heim hamalochim, and they indeed are the same, they are synonymous with the angels, shematzinim oisim melachtei, who save him, rescue him from sinning, shenema, as it is said, choyne malach Hashem sovev lirea v'yechaltzeim, the angel of God encamps around those that fear him, and they rescue them, baruch brich rachmona desayim, blessed be the merciful one who has aided us. And that is the way the Rambam very often finishes one of his chapters. And that brings us to the end of chapter 6, Perek Shishi, of the Laws of Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah.